What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you're having a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. On Saturdays, we've been doing a survey of the history of the women's movement. But in addition to examining the worldviews of the different female activists, thinkers, authors, and teachers, it is also important to analyze how their ideology is pushed onto the mainstream through the medium of popular entertainment such as music. Perhaps no female musician of the 1970s epitomized the career woman, as well as woman as human being independent of motherhood, more so than Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. Born Stephanie Lynn Nicks to a father who was a successful businessman and a mother who was a philanthropist, as a toddler, Nicks was unable to pronounce her name Stephanie, and instead it came out as TD, which developed into Stevie. It's been said that Nicks' mother fostered in her daughter a strong, independent spiritual awareness and a passion for folklore and fairy tales. This could explain Stevie's draw to witchcraft and the occult. Fleetwood Mac was one of the most successful bands of the 1970s. They had a number of hit songs including Gypsy, Dreams, Go Your Own Way, and Chain. They have won a number of awards including a Grammy for Best Album of the Year. It's difficult to say how much of Fleetwood Mac's musical content openly promotes witchcraft and the occult, despite what may or may not be the private practices of the band members. I don't want to get too speculative here. I want to be mindful of the Ninth Commandment and avoid bearing any form of false witness. I am not to look for dark corners in order to try and criticize my neighbor. Just as a general note about witchcraft, the scriptures unequivocally condemn the practice in the strongest possible language. In the Old Testament, witchcraft is identified as an abomination, with capital punishment being the sentence for its practitioners. And in the New Testament, Paul writes that those who practice sorcery in a serial and impenitent fashion will not inherit the kingdom of God. What is more concerning to me than Stevie's ties to the occult is her comment about taking the life of her own child. In a statement to a newspaper, she said, "If I had not had that A, I'm pretty sure there would have been no Fleetwood Mac. There's just no way I could have had a child then, working as hard as we worked constantly. And there were a lot of drugs. I was doing a lot of drugs. I would have had to walk away." Nicks had a number of prenatal infanticides, not just that one. We've seen statements similar to Stevie's in contemporary times with Michelle Williams, who at the 2020 Golden Globes said, "I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose." First, it is sickening that Nicks and Williams placed having successful careers over the lives of their innocent and helpless children. But second, it's not even likely that their statements are true. In 2020, WWE Women's Champion Becky Lynch left pro wrestling at the peak of her popularity after she learned that she was pregnant. After a 15-month hiatus, she returned to the squared circle and didn't miss a beat, resuming her role as one of the company's most beloved and popular stars. And she has a wonderful little daughter with her husband Seth Rollins. In summation, despite the enjoyment that the amazing music Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac has brought to perhaps millions, the worth of the totality of that enjoyment and the cumulative brilliance of the group's musical artistry does not even come the tiniest bit close to the value of the child whose precious life was taken away. Stevie Nicks exemplifies the idolatry of the human male and the concept of woman as human being independent of motherhood that we find in the writings of egalitarian authors. In one interview, Nicks spoke about the damage her work caused. "To give up four is to give up a lot that would be here now. So that really bothers me, a lot, and really breaks my heart. But they're gone, so," at this point in the interview, she stops to regain composure. "But I couldn't. I was too busy. I had all these commitments. I've always liked Fleetwood Mac, but ever since I've learned about Stevie's actions, I can't listen to them anymore. Nevertheless, let's be in prayer for Stevie and all the others who are lost in unbelief and those who are lost because of the web of deception of egalitarianism. Let's pray that the Spirit will work in their hearts so that they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as he is freely offered in the gospel." The sources that I used for this upload are available in the video description below. All right, that's a wrap for now, ladies and gents. If you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comments section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome rest of your week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.